In a month's time, the American public will go to the polls for the midterm elections. For many, this is a referendum on Joe Biden's first 2 years in the White House. And if the polls are to be believed, it won't be good news for the Democrats. What remains clear is that American politics is still incredibly divisive. So what's at stake? Well, in the House of Representatives, everything. 435 congressional districts. Some are solidly Republican, some are solidly Democrat, but there are a few that can be flipped, and the Republicans know that a net gain of just 5 seats will give them control of the chamber. That would mean Nancy Pelosi is no longer the speaker pushing through the president's agenda. She would be replaced by a Republican, almost certainly Kevin McCarthy. In the Senate, 35 of the 100 seats are up for grabs, but only 10 of those are thought to be competitive. At the moment, both sides have 50 seats, with tie breaks decided by the casting vote of the Democratic vice president. Now, both sides know that a net gain of just one will give them control of the chamber. Traditionally, the president's party doesn't do well in midterms. Donald Trump lost 40 House seats. Barack Obama lost 63 in his first midterm. So what are the key issues for voters? First, there's inflation. The cost of everything seems to be going up, and not just the basic cost of foodstuffs, and wages aren't rising at the same level. The economy is most people's number one concern. There's also the cost of filling up your vehicle. It's expensive, and with OPEC announcing production cuts, it's going to get more expensive, just as people are going to the polls. So it's all bad news for Democrats, right? Well, not necessarily. The Supreme Court's decision to overhaul abortion rights in the United States has led to more women and Democrats registering to vote. They believe the only way to protect abortion is at the ballot box. And the Democrats also see the polls that suggest Americans want to restrict access to some weapons. And they believe that the only way to do that is to give them a majority in the midterm elections. If the polls are to be believed, then the Republicans could well win the House and just fall short in the Senate. But if we've learned one thing over the last 6 years, it is that American politics is highly unpredictable.